It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
All right, now everybody say it with me. Who is our favorite pop star on this show?
Smash Mouth.
No.
Katy Perry.
No. We don't say that name here. Come on, guys. Really? Really? We've been talking about her all week. Our fave.
That's why we're not talking about her now.
Demetrius Lavatrius.
Oh,
duh.
I thought you were going to say Taylor or something.
No. I mean, Taylor, yes, but our second most favorite, Demetrius Lavatrius, told Jimmy Fallon a funny story about a bunch of rappers coming over to her house.
I'd just gone through a breakup. I was like, I'm newly single. I want to meet people. Like, I called my friend Devo. I was like, Devo, just invite people over. He was like, okay. A couple hours later, Snoop Dogg was there. So then, like, French Montana was there, and Ty Dolla Sign and Wiz Khalifa, and all these people were there. And I was like, wait a second. I just wanted to have a couple people over to hang out. And all of a sudden, my house is, like, filled with pot, smoke, everywhere. I wasn't going to tell Snoop not to smoke in my house. So I was like, okay, Snoop, do what you want.
Yeah.
And then my chef came in the next morning and was like, smells like Snoop Dogg was here. I was like, no, he literally was.
I wonder how long that lingers.
Dude, I want a chef. I want a personal chef.
You're not going to eat anything they make anyways.
Well, that's the thing.
What's a personal chef going to make for you?
Chicken nuggets. That's the thing. You get a chef that's going to make like the three things that I eat. They'll fry me up steak. They'll make me some shrimp and noodles, some chili.
No.
Chicken nuggets.
You get a chef so they can make you all that stuff you don't know how to make. You know how to make all those things.
Crème brûlée. Love me some crème brûlée.
What is that? I thought it was crème brûlée.
No, it's crème brûlée. You're thinking of crème de la crème, homie.
I think it is crème brûlée, Alex.
No, it's crème.
Crème brûlée.
No, it's crème brûlée.
You have crumbs in your brûlée?
317-239.
Crummy brûlée? What kind of brûlée are you eating over there, girl?
009.
I need a real chef to call us.
What's she order?
Crème brûlée.
It is crème brûlée.
You got
crème brûlée.
I order it all the time.
And they just like, oh, okay, we'll get you something close to that.
Sorry, we don't have crème brûlée, but we have crème brûlée.
I know it's spelled like crème, but it is pronounced
crème. Is it crème brûlée?
Instead of crème, you sound
dumb.
I'd
say it's crème brûlée. It's been crème brûlée everywhere I've been.
It's crème brûlée.
No, it isn't. 317-239-1009. Crème or crème?
You're the dummy. You're the dummy.
You're the crummy of the day.
You're
the
crème brûlée. You're the crummy.
You're the crummy of the brûlée.
All right, we'll get some calls in a second. Hold on, wait. Maybe this is a person right now. Hey, good morning. Chef on line number one. What's going on?
I'm not a chef, but it's crème. It's crème brûlée.
Bye. We're going through a tunnel. I can't hear you.
Wait, so you're saying it's not crème?
It's not crème. It's crème. I love crème brûlée.
Alex,
but
it's crème brûlée. And you've been ordering it wrong your whole life.
My ex-boyfriend calls me a crummer. Because every time I eat snacks, I'd crumb all over myself.
crumb, baby, crumb.
I'm crumbing.
Can you crumb for me?
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. All right, from now on, how do you say it?
Crème brûlée.
There you go. Hold on, I want to continue this assault. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Alyssa.
Hey, what do you call it?
I am calling it crème brûlée, for sure.
Are you a chef?
No, I worked at a high-end steakhouse downtown, and I went to culinary school, and it is for sure crème brûlée.
All right, fine.
Wait, which high-end steakhouse do you work at?
Steak and Shake.
I work at Char Blue downtown.
Oh my God, let me tell you a funny story. Listen to this. I was there on Valentine's Day on a first date when you guys caught
on fire.
Yes!
Oh my God, yeah, we evacuated that whole mofo, and then had to like pretty much everyone ate for free that night.
That was an epic story. If you are a new Joe and Alex Show listener, you've got to like go back on our podcast on radio90.com and find the one of me talking about my crazy Valentine's Day first date, because I went to Char Blue and then it freaking got on fire.
Wait, are you guys, we need to hook up, Liv the Web Girl's a new girl working on the show. Are you looking for we need to get you a high paying job. I bet it the waiters and servers there make a lot of money, don't they?
Isn't this the high paying job?
Yeah, this is a high paying job.
During the winter months, it's a little more, it's better, but summer was completely dead.
Ooh,
well, hey, hang on the line. We want to see if you can get our girl an in right there.
Yeah, once again, what's it called? What kind of brûlée?
It is crème brûlée, hands
Alex.
Down.
Hear that, Alex?
Sorry.
She's at a high-end steakhouse.
Hang on the line. We'll get your info after Alex's garbage, okay?
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Thank you. Hang on. All right, Alex. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to beat you up. Oh, my God. Can you guys believe she said crumb?
She's stuck by it, too. So, no, it's crumb brulee.
I've been
ordering it my whole life.
I'm still calling it that. 28-year-old Playboy model Jenna Bentley has announced she might get a breast reduction. Her large 36E breasts, which are natural, nearly knocked her out recently while she was out for a jog. One of them popped up and hit her in the face. She says, it felt like I'd been sucker punched.
I couldn't imagine being a girl with, like, big boobs and having that be a problem, but you're just doing your thing.
Ryan Phillippe's ex-girlfriend is accusing him of assaulting her earlier this year. She filed a $1 million lawsuit against the actor and ex-boyfriend, claiming assault, battery, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. The 21-year-old alleges that the 43-year-old actor kicked, punched, and threw her down a flight of stairs during a fight that happened on the 4th of July. She says that the fight at the actor's house happened because she threatened to leave, and then he reacted by attacking her. He grabbed her upper arm so tightly that his grip left heavy bruises on her arm an hour later, and then he braced his body and violently threw her down his staircase as hard as he could. I sure hope that isn't true, because Ryan Phillippe is hot, and I want to be able to fantasize about him without him being a wife beater.
So if he was an ugly fat dude, you'd be like, I could see that.
Yeah, of course. Not the hot ones, please. Anything but that. Avril Lavigne, our queen, has been named the most dangerous celebrity on the internet. Cybersecurity firm McAfee said Tuesday that Lavigne, whose last album came out in 2013 and has been dead since 2003. No, I'm kidding. But there is a conspiracy theory that she's dead.
I believe that one too, by the way.
I do too. There's a conspiracy theory she died a long time ago and has been replaced. But anyway, so they're saying that she's the most likely celebrity to land users on websites that carry viruses or malware. Searches for her have a 14.5% chance of landing on a webpage with the potential for online threats, a number that increases to 22% if users type her name and search for free MP3s. Bruno Mars was second on the list, followed closely behind by Carly Rae Jepsen, Zayn Malik, Celine Dion, Calvin Harris, Justin Bieber, Sean Diddy Combs, Katy Perry, and Beyonce rounded out the top 10 list. According to a new lawsuit, two songwriters who wrote a hit song, Haters Gonna Hate, 16 years ago, say Taylor Swift's Shake It Off is 20% their song. It was recorded by 3LW, if you remember them, and among the lyrics are Players They Gonna Play and Haters They Gonna Hate. They want a ton of money. Taylor's rep says this is a ridiculous claim and nothing more than a money grab. The law is simple and clear. They don't have a case. Here's a clip of 3LW's song. Well, there you have it.
Potatoes gonna potato?
No, potatoes gonna potate.
Oh.
Brulee's gonna brulee.
Crumbs are gonna crumb.
Crumbs are gonna crumb. If you learned anything from the Joe and Alex show this morning, honey, it is that crumbs are gonna crumb. That is the garbage.